Good morning. I want to talk to you today about a wonderful and inspiring book by Bryce Courtney, The Power of One. I was moved by this book in a profound and lasting way. I'm so thankful to my reader friends who continue to alert me to wonderful books that have somehow passed me by. The book is set in South Africa, and its hero, or should I say one of its heroes, is a 5-year-old boy who names himself PK. He's the youngest boy in a primarily Afrikaner boarding school, and he is persecuted and terrified by the Afrikaner, that is, Boer students, who call him a Ruinik, meaning English, and hate him for it. His main persecutor is a big, older boy, Mevro. Quote, ahead of me lay the dreaded Mevro, the judge and the jury, and the beginning of the power of one. How I learned that in each of us there burns a flame of independence that must never be allowed to go out, that as long as it exists within us, we cannot be destroyed. Close quote. The first 50 pages of the book were so sad, the bullying so oppressive, that I considered giving up on it, but I'm so glad I didn't. Mevro is a huge fan of Hitler, and he taunts PK constantly with the threat that when Hitler comes to South Africa, he will march all of the Ruiniks into the sea. Although incredibly precocious in some ways, PK is almost totally naive in others. He has no map of the world in his mind and is so naive regarding the larger world that under the assault from Mevro, he actually thinks that South Africa is on the side of the Germans in World War II. His only companion and defender in the early part of the book is a wise and gnarly old chicken, Grandpa Chuck, whom his nanny has helped him smuggle into the boarding school. Eventually, Mevro and his gang of bullies declare both PK and Grandpa Chuck prisoners of war and regularly haze them in horrible ways behind the outhouse, eventually killing Grandpa Chuck. Finally, PK gets some respite from Mevro when a semester ends and he is sent to his grandfather in a small town. The grandfather, who had a small farm until a chicken disease wiped out all of his chickens, is one of the few bright lights in PK's early life. On the train journey, PK runs into the first of a string of saviors, a railroad worker who cares for him in his long train trip and who insists that someday PK will be the welterweight champion of the world. Quoting from the book, I didn't know then what seemed like the end was only the beginning. All children are flotsam, driven by the ebb and flow of adult lives. Unbeknown to me, the tide had turned and I was being swept out to sea. Close quote. It is the railroad worker, Hoppy, himself a locally famous boxer, who teaches PK, quote, first with the head and then with the heart. That's how a man stays ahead from the start. PK says, he gave me a defense system and with it he gave me hope. I don't want to tell you too much of the story since Courtney lets it flow out for the reader in such a lovely and fascinating way. But I will say that after meeting and being cared for by Hoppy, the next savior for PK is a professor of music who has exiled himself to South Africa and spends most of his waking hours gathering succulents and cactus for his superb succulent garden. Doc, as PK comes to call him, contrives for PK to take piano lessons from him in spite of the objections of PK's born-again Christian mother, who is suspicious of all who do not share her born-again faith. Doc is drawn to PK not so much because of his musical promise, but because he has such an inquisitive mind and is so eager to learn. In my 50-plus years of teaching, I came to believe strongly, as Doc does, that openness and curiosity are the most important aspects of a good learner and of intelligence. Doc takes PK into the hills every day to catalog and gather specimens, and he teaches him to look carefully at everything and so see everything as interconnected. But while Doc has a wonderful and orderly mind, he also instills in PK a deep reverence for nature and for the mystery that lies therein. Quote, the vines are people you encounter who are afraid of originality. When you're a young plant, they are very dangerous. Always listen to yourself, PK. It is better to be wrong than simply to follow convention. If you are wrong, no matter, you have learned something, and you will grow stronger. If you are right, you have taken another step towards a fulfilling life. Close quote. Doc teaches him to really look and to think clearly, but he continues, quoting from the book again, in this world there are very few things made from logic alone. It is illogical for a man to be too logical. Some things we must just let stand. The mystery is more important than any possible explanation. The searcher after truth must search with humanity. I'm wondering if that word should be humility. Ruthless logic is the sign of a limited mind. The truth can only add to the sum of what you know, while a harmless mystery left unexplored often adds to the meaning of life. When a truth is not so important, it is better left as a mystery. Close quote. When World War II expands to South Africa, Doc is arrested and imprisoned, essentially simply for being a German. Fortunately, the commandant of the prison is a lover of music and feels privileged to have Doc in his prison, even arranging for him to have his Steinway transported to the prison in exchange for a concert to impress his superiors and the townspeople. BK is allowed access to the prison on a daily basis and continues to learn from Doc. Also, despite his youth and his small size, he is allowed into the boxing program at the prison, where yet another of his heroes, a black man, Giel Piet, comes into play. Giel Piet teaches him how to box and how to use his feet to stay out of the way of the much bigger sluggers, fighters, who can hit hard but can't really box. Quote, "The boxer who takes chances gets hit and gets hurt. Box, never fight. Fighting is for heavyweights and dom cops." Giel Piet and the way he is treated by Afrikaners also brings BK to understand that, quote, "racism is a primary force of evil designed to destroy good men." I think there will be some readers who will simply not be able to accept the precocity of this young boy, will not be able to achieve that suspension of disbelief that is required to lose oneself in a well-told story. Courtney himself seems to anticipate this when he has PK say, quote, "You may ask how a six-year-old could think like this. I can only answer that one did," close quote. For my part, I was happily and wholly in the thrall of this wonderful book. There are so many side stories in it that I haven't time to touch on. I recommend it to you with all my heart. It has enriched my life, and I think it will enrich yours. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.